and stand by for another exciting edition of the Lunch Special. And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here on KZSU. I'm your host, Bird, and joined today once again, getting to be quite a regular around here, Professor of Middle Eastern History, Joel Bain. And Joe, I feel like I'm really getting to know you like a close friend. Once again, great to have you here, Joel, and you're back again with some more Middle Eastern music. As a matter of fact, today I'm not going to interview you as a or have you as a guest as a guest professor, but you're a guest DJ trainee, because you've just pretty much completed the DJ trainee course, haven't you?
Yes, I did that on Saturday. Passed the test.
That's great. And you're in full intention is to have a show down here, isn't it?
That's what I'm intending to do, yes. I have a few more little technical things to take care of before I can apply for the show, work around the station, make a demo tape and all of that sort of thing, but the intention is that that'll all be done before spring quarter, and that I'll be able to apply for a show on spring quarter. Might be pretty crowded. I'm not sure if I'm going to get one, though.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it too much. You carry some weight around you. You are a professor, so I think you guys get a little pass. You know, we're not going to. I don't think any professor that wants a show here is going to get denied. Better not.
Well, I hope we're good for something anyway.
Who was that we just played, Joe?
Okay, so that was Turkish pop singer Ben Deniz singing Kırmızı Biber, or Chili Pepper. Ben Deniz is one of a crowd of pop singers who came on during the early 1990s, and she's one of the only ones still going on. She specializes in combining Middle Eastern rhythms with Europop, and on this cut you heard the saz and the clarinet. And the catchy line in Turkish, one little kiss will do it for you, for me. And this is from the Putumayo collection, Turkish Groove, but it originally came out on her 2005 album, Aşk Yok Mu Aşk, which means, sort of, isn't there love? Let's hear the next.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, Middle Eastern music for your listening pleasure this Monday afternoon here at KZSU, down in the basement on Stanford University campus, with my guest Joel Bainan, professor of Middle East history. But more than that, right now, one of the most recent graduates of our DJ training program. That's kind of a trip too to talk to you like that, Joel, because you've been a professor here for how long?
I've been a professor here since 1983, long time.
And you just took a class and graduated.
Yeah, it feels like I'm going to school all over again, learning something entirely new, which is a great thing to do every once in a while, make you feel like you don't know everything. There's a whole lot of stuff out there that you don't know, in fact, more than what you do know.
And how is that feeling? Because, I mean, here you are just about ready to get a radio show, and how's that working on your mind? Like, you know, can you picture yourself sitting at this board by yourself doing your own show?
Not quite yet. But I like the idea. When I finished my PhD at the University of Michigan in Middle East history, First thing I did was go out and start to learn karate, because I figured, let somebody who doesn't have a PhD teach me something that I don't know so that I don't get too swell-headed about it. So I actually like the idea of being in an atmosphere where I'm no particular expert, and there are lots of people who know more than I do who don't have anything like the kind of training I do in history, because it's just not relevant to the problem.
A lot of my friends say, they ask me about interviewing professors every Monday for an hour, and they say, and they realize I never went to college. They go, how do you do that? How can you do that? You never went to college. And I go, well, they're in my world. They're on the radio, and I've been doing that for 25 years. So it's a level playing field in the sense that, you know, they're a guest in my house, and it all works out fine. And I'm great to just see you here having fun.
I am having fun. So
who was that we heard?
The last track was by the Silk Road Ensemble, and the title was Arabian Waltz. The Silk Road Ensemble was founded by the great classical cellist Yo-Yo Ma about 10 years ago as part of the Silk Road Project. And the idea is to combine music along the ancient Silk Road, which would go from what's now Aleppo in Syria all the way to China. And they use all of the instruments that were found traditionally along that road. And what you can see if you go back from where they are is the historical roots of the music. So you heard in this cut a Japanese flute, which is called a shakuhachi, which sounds a little bit like the Turkish nai. And on the cut before that, we heard Salah ad-Din Ayyub and on the Nai and Jamal Özturk on the Oud in a piece called Huzur, which means something like peace or maybe even divine presence. And that was a duet of wood flute, Nai, and Turkish lute, the Oud, played with a musical style that would be used to encourage Sufi meditation or Muslim mystical meditation. Now we're going to have a big change of pace here and play two tunes in the arabesque style.
Dertler benim, çile benim. hayat sevdim senin olsun. Ben daha neye çile, dertlere yolcuyum. Ben alnına dert yazılan kader. Yaşamak, sen mesut ol yeter. Dertler bana gönül vermiş, ben aşk sarhoşuyum. Dilerim her arzum gerçek olsun, hayat bu şansım hep açık olsun. Hatıralar hasret benim, ömrüm senin senin olsun. Dertler benim, çile benim, hayat senin senin olsun.
Nostaljinin sesi, hiç unutamadığınız şarkılar, hep anılarınızda yaşayan o sesler, şimdi yeniden sizlerle. Nostaljinin sesi.
Bir gün daha geçti, yine sensiz. Aşkım ağlıyor bak, sessiz sessiz. Çare bensiz, ben çaresiz. Ümidim senin olsun. Sana gelen dertler benim, mutluluk senin olsun. İsterdim ömrümüz geçseydi beraber. İster miydim ayrı? Ben çile dert dolu, sen ümitin her yolu. Şimdi sensiz bak seninle geçiyor mevsimler. Bir zamanlar benim sevgilimdin, yanımdayken bile hasretimdim. Şimdi başka bir aşk buldum, mutluluk senin olsun. Dertler benim, hasret benim, ömrüm senin, senin olsun.
Elçek sen bu yaramdan. Ölürüm kurtulmam ben bu yaradan. El çek tabip, el çek sen bu yaradan. Ölürüm kurtulmam ben bu benim yaramdan. Ölürüm kurtulmam ben bu yaradan. El çek tabip, el çek sen bu yaradan.
And welcome back. And Joel Bainan is the guest today, professor of Middle Eastern history. And if you haven't guessed, his favorite music is music of the Middle East. And this is a good example of the kind of music you'll be playing when you get your show, right, Joel?
I hope so, yes.
You hope you get your show?
I do hope I get my show. Yes, I do.
Oh, we'll take out. I'll have a talk with somebody. We'll make sure that happens. We have a great world music show on Tuesday nights, but not enough of this music gets played on these airwaves, in my opinion, because I think this is music that I think America and the rest of the world needs to hear more of.
I agree. Partly by relating to the musical culture of the rest of the world, we can relate to their broader culture and maybe beyond that. Just how they see things in general.
Yeah, and just that last singer, what was her name?
Her name is Yüksel Özkasap.
I'm glad you said it, because I probably couldn't pronounce that. She sounded really bluesy. Not that that's blues, but maybe that's blues from their country, but that had a real blues inflection to it, and it's funny how music kind of crosses lines, you know?
Of course, it does, because a lot of the same emotions cross lines, and that's one of the points of listening to music from different cultures. The cut we just heard by Yüksel Özkasap is called Anam Ağlar Başucumda Oturur, or My Mother Sits at My Bedside Crying.
And wow, is there a story behind that?
Yes, but my Turkish isn't good enough to give you a translation of all the lyrics. I got to work real hard to even get the title sometimes. And especially with this kind of music, which is called arabesque, the Turkish is a little bit backcountry, sort of like what we would call Appalachia.
Hmm.
So this style of music, arabesque, is a modern blend combining traditional Ottoman Turkish style with what was in the 70s and 80s, maybe even 60s as well, the emerging modern Turkish pop style. And this woman, Yüksel Özkasap, was one of the leading female vocalists in that genre. And before that, we heard Orhan Gencebey, who was one of the leading male vocalists in the arabesque genre. Dertler Benim Olsun, or Let My Troubles Be, first came out in 1974 and then reappeared in 1995. We're going to go back now and get back into some more traditional Turkish-sounding music.
Thank you.
And that was two selections in the Turkish style, both relatively modern, but the first, Hijaz Taksim by Çağdaş Ak... I'm going to have to look at this thing a little bit better. By Çağdaş Aşıklar Topluluğu. They are Sufi musicians who play for the Mevlevi or the Whirling Dervishes. And then the second was Gulçin Yahya playing solo oud, and this is from her album Hayalerim, My Dreams, and the title of the track is Kosan Çocuk. What we're going to hear now is a little bit heretical, because the Turks and the Greeks, of course, don't get along very well. And they would like to have you believe that there's nothing in common between their two cultures. But here I want to play you something from a Greek album, which is called Outi, or the Oud, which is the same instrument. It's just called Outi in Turkish. I mean, in Greek, I'm sorry. And you have here two artists, one Haig Yazgian, who from his name you can tell is Armenian, and the other Antonis Aspergis. And see if you can tell the difference between this and the Greek music. Thank you.
gecesinde uyanıp sevişinle,
sevişinle.
Dudağım dudağımdaki bu sevgi ateş akar içime.
Akar içime.
Benim ol, beni sar, bana sorma, bu tenim senin elinde.
right. Some rock and Middle Eastern music for your listening pleasure this afternoon. And Joel Bainan, why don't you give a little quick back announce on that? Because we got another surprise as a recent graduate of the DJ training program.
Okay, so that last piece was Tekez Zort Lamasi, or Goat Jumping, by Okai Temiz and the Magnetic Band. Goat jumping is part of a Western Anatolian folk dance that Kemal Atatürk, the founder of the Turkish Republic, was famous for. Before that was Can Atilla from her album Cariler ve Geceler, which means something like Concubines and Knights. This is a 2005 release, and we heard the title song from that album. And then, as I mentioned going into it, the first of the three in the set was an oud duo by a Armenian oudist, Hey Yazgian, and a Greek oudist, Antonis Apergis, and the point of that was to show some similarity between the Greek and the Armenian style, and the Armenian and the Turkish style. And so now we have a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test. Don't be alarmed. Just stand by.